Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want to talk about a new movie? Check. Want to talk about an older movie similar or related to that new movie?
Check.
That's what you can expect from Quality Check Podcast.
It's a new podcast on the Studio DNA Network, hosted by yours truly, Drew Douglas and
Daniel Posey. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about a new movie and an old movie to see how the film's quality holds up.
Hello.
Josh, thank you for some time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
My guest is Josh Baldwin.
What else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
Where are you originating from right now? What am I looking at here?
I'm in Thompson Station, Tennessee, right outside of Franklin. And this is my little home office studio / rower machine workout spot. And I'm in my house. This is above my garage.
You are new to Nashville about a year?
I'm new. I moved here in January from California, from Redding, but I'm from North Carolina. So I'm closer to home and you know, very, very much comfy here in the South again.
Let's see here. Should we do some lightning round questions just to get you loosened up, or should we go into the depths real quick? What's the vibe what are you feeling?
I was trying to think, because usually you would just lightning round, let's loosen up. But I have been, you know, I've been alone a lot this morning. I'm feeling very somber. But you know what? Let's do lightning round.
You went to Morningstar Ministry School.
Yeah, I did.
If you had to teach a class on one thing at Morningstar, what would you teach?
Oh, my goodness. What? I have never been asked that ever. That's amazing. Yeah, I would teach a songwriting class about just writing corporate worship songs.
What would the first day be like? Let's stay on this for a second. Like, what are songwriters doing right? What are they doing wrong? How would you set the foundation for the class?
I would be like, okay, here's how I feel like we can write songs that are creative, but also that, like, you know, your mom and grandmother can sing who don't listen to music ever. That kind of thing. Just like a corporate worship song that everyone can grab hold of, but let's also explore the boundaries of creativity and all that in church.
Let's say you start the class with a song that you want them to hear that's done it right. One song.
Oh, wow. You know what? I would say Great Are You, Lord. Such a song that's like everyone knows. And now maybe because, you know, years later you think, ah, that's very simple. But I remember when it came out and the language of it was fresh to, like, very fresh to me. Like, it's your breath in our lungs and we pour. No one's ever, to me, I was like, I've never heard like breath in your lungs. We pour out our praise from that. That felt like fresh, but also delivered in a way that didn't feel, you know, scary to anyone to sing, for lack of a better word. But
you're stuck on an elevator and you're forced to listen to only one song. What song do you pick?
Oh, wow. It would probably be Tom Petty, Don't Back Down, or Won't Back Down.
Yes.
Because I need to hear his voice. I need to hear his song. And then I just need to hear a little bit of a guitar solo that I'm never going to get sick of.
Speaking of hearing a song over and over again, there's a great pizza place here in town by Notre Dame campus. Recently, in the jukebox, I played Leanne Rimes' Blue seven times in a row.
I love that.
Because it was $1 for seven plays, and I was like...
They're like, all right. That's awesome. I love that.
If your office had a show and tell for adults, what thing would you be proud to display?
Oh, one second. It would probably be this right here, just because it's the most ungodly massive picture of someone's face that you would ever want to have in your own office, but it'd probably be that.
There's so much happening in that photo. It's it's like, are you Drew Holcomb's long lost brother?
You know what? I got to meet him because I get a lot of Drew Holcomb lookalike questions.
You
know,
did you steal that hat from the Need to Breathe tour bus?
I did. Bear gave me this, and it's actually right over there. No, he didn't. He didn't really give me that. But.
Have you ever had a this can't be happening moment?
Oh, wow. This, like, good or bad?
That's up to you.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the last 2-3 years has been like, this can't be happening. Wow. In like a good way. I mean, you know, when I met Stephen Curtis Chapman at this award show, that was pretty much like, I mean, he's like my hero, like the reason I wanted to play acoustic guitar and write songs. That was, and then when he like introduced me at the Dove Awards when I performed, and then we talked backstage after, and he was like, it's such an honor to introduce, you know, that was like one of those, this can't be, like, what is my life right now? So that would probably be, and that's a good one. Let's just keep it positive here.
Final lightning round question. 3 things about you that we don't know.
I love sports, maybe more than music, honestly, in a lot of ways. I don't hunt. I don't fish or hunt, which I get it. Looking at a picture like this, you would think that I'm a hunter, but I actually don't hunt. And then a third thing that you don't know about me, I have a rower that is like my favorite thing in the world. And I get on that thing and row, and I'm reading a book about the 1936 crew team from a US that won the gold medal in Berlin. They're rowing. And so I'm just kind of like listening to that in my ear, my podcast or the audiobook and rowing. So I don't know, fun fact.
What's the longest you've ever rowed on that machine?
Oh, not long. 30 minutes. I mean, it's intense 30 minutes, and then you get off.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being nope and 10 being oh, how competitive are you?
Oh, I think I'm going to say a 7. It just depends on what it is. I'm very competitive when it comes to sports, especially like basketball, golf, very competitive. When it comes to life and other things, I tend to not be as competitive. I just sometimes I wish I were more competitive. I feel like I'd maybe be like a little more of a go-getter. But
favorite college team, go.
Duke is my favorite team. Duke basketball is why I live and breathe throughout most of the year. I've been to 4 of their games at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Stuck in one time with a grad student's ID and got to sit with the Cameron Crazies. And he was like, listen, here's the thing. You can go and sit with them, but you have to wear a Duke shirt, obviously. And you have to you have to jump around and do all the cheers because they'll know that you're not a part of that. You know? So I was like, okay. And I was so wore out. I feel like I played the game myself. I was like, this is a fun experience. I never want to do that again. I just want to watch the game on TV. But that's pretty impressive.
Hang on a second. You're a member of this whole Bethel gang, and that's all you guys do is jump around and run in place. So how could that be hard for you?
You'd be hard-pressed to find a video of me jumping around on stage at Bethel. It's usually the girls or other band members around me, but I'm pretty stable and just locked into where I am on that stage, usually.
Where do you originate from? I know it's North Carolina, but give me the town.
It's North Carolina. It's a little town called Albemarle, North Carolina. It's about an hour outside of Charlotte. And it's actually, fun fact, the home of Kelly Pickler. My mother's kind of upset that my name's not at least under hers there. But one day, after this.
Let's say we're going to the home that you grew up in. Take me up to the bedroom. We open up the door. What are we looking at? What's on the wall? What's the vibe?
You are looking at a lot of Michael Jordan posters, a lot of Rex Chapman, Charlotte Hornet posters. That's mostly what's on the, and then, you know, CD collection, the CD tower with all my Christian music albums.
Are they in alphabetical order or are they in order of favorite to least favorite?
I think they're in order. I think I had a favorite to least favorite, like top to bottom.
What's up on top?
Oh, it was, you know, it was SCC. And Michael W. and DC Talk, love DC Talk. You know what? I was a big 4 Him fan too, which you probably wouldn't think, no, like a quartet guy, but I did love them. And 90s, all the 90s, all the 90s heavy hitters.
Your dad was a pastor. Tell me about your folks. I always love hearing about someone's parents.
Yeah. My dad is a pastor. He still is a pastor. He was a worship leader and was kind of how I got into music pretty much. I mean, I grew up playing drums for my dad and he would lead worship at church. And I think I started playing in church when I was like 12. So he was kind of the reason I jumped into music and specifically worship music. He wrote songs too. So
was he any good?
You know, he was pretty good. I remember singing his songs and leading him at worship before I ever wrote my own. So that was pretty
cool. Did you ever, I feel like if you're a teenager, do you ever go like, Dad, this song is just.
I mean, yeah, I didn't love them all. No, for sure. I remember I took one of them and kind of, you know, finagled it. And we ended up recording it on a old, actually Morningstar album years ago. So, yeah.
Were you in any high school bands?
You know, I wasn't. I played sports in high school, so I wasn't in like the marching band, but then I wasn't in like a band in high school. Actually, a lot of my high school friends didn't even really know that I did music because I mostly did music in youth group, in church. And so all my sports friends and buddies in high school, they knew I played drums at church and a little bit of guitar and sang, but you know, they didn't care because it was in church. And then now it's funny. I go back. Now they love it. Now they think it's awesome. But I didn't really tell them. I was pretty quiet about it.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What years did you play with Rita Springer?
2006 through the 8, I think. 2006 through 2008. Now around every corner and up every mountain, I'm not looking for crowns or the water from fountains. I'm desperate in seeking for antic believing at the sight of your face.
I love Rebel Studio. Yeah. I love her song, Worth It All.
I mean, yes. That's the song. I begged her to do that song every show. I was like, when it wouldn't be on the set, I was like, Rita, why are we not doing It's Gonna Be Worth It All? What are you doing? And so she was like, I'll do it, but I'll give you a mic and you sing with me while you're playing drums. I was like, all right. So I would pull a mic down and sing it with her. And
wow.
Yeah.
I first saw her, Josh, listen to this night, David Crowder Band, Rita Springer, and Andy Hunter.
Wow.
Are you familiar with him?
I know that name. What remind that?
He was so way ahead of his time, and it's EDM music. I mean, they ended up using some of those songs in The Matrix, like all these big ESPN commercials.
What a lineup.
Yeah, right? But it was so good. So
That's
good.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm still close with Rita.
Who told you that you could sing, or who told you that you could, you know, they looked at one of the songs you wrote and they're like, there's something here, and you believed them?
That's good. I love that. And you believe them, because I mean, I grew up singing and, you know, was thrown in kids' plays or whatever and gave a singing part. But I didn't think about it. I remember being a youth group. And I sang and led worship, but I never thought I was like, I just thought I was good enough to do it, but I didn't think I was like good enough to make a living or whatever. But right. I think when I wrote this song, this old song, Praises, it's a worship song. Gosh, I probably wrote that song in 2008. And I was playing drums with Rita And I mean, Rita was one of a big influence in my life at that point when I was just starting out writing songs and moving more into like, I think I want to do this. I think I want to be an artist and a worship leader and not just a musician. I remember Rita speaking to my life a lot in that time. And right around that, I wrote this song, Praises Be Lifted Up, this simple little worship song. And she was like, you know, this is something you need to do. And so then I quit her band. I was like, all right, okay, well, then I quit drums.
How'd that go over?
It was fine. I mean, she knew it was coming. She was like, it was, I think she would have probably pushed me out and told me to go, but I think she knew that I needed to like see it myself. And so it took me like seeing that, okay, it's time to like step out and do that. And so it went over great. She's a very prophetic person. And so she kind of saw it coming.
It's always my hope that these veteran artists that are still out there doing it and they bring a young artist out on the road with them, that they speak life into them, speak wisdom into them. I ask these young artists all the time when I get a chance to talk, it's like, if you're going on the road with them, get 10 minutes a day and have a question ready, you know?
Oh, totally. Totally. It's so important. I mean, in anything you do, it's like grab hold of, find people that have done it, messed up, done well, and just ask them a million questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And shut up and listen, you know, stop talking.
Two personal questions. How'd you meet your wife, Sheila?
She was actually at the ministry school that I went to, but by that time I was one of the worship leaders on staff at the ministry there. And she was a student, and she's like 8.5 years younger than me. And she, we'll have to cut out some of this. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. So I met her through a friend of mine. I was dating someone else. Sheila was dating someone else, but she was also fresh out of high school and not even on my radar at all. So I kind of met her and knew of her through that. And then three years later, my wife went through hair school at Aveda and was working at a salon doing hair. And the girl that usually cut my hair had a baby. And so I called her and scheduled an appointment with Sheila to get her my hair cut. And I was like, oh my goodness, I need to get to know this girl. And so that's how it all started. She did my hair, and she's been doing my hair ever since, except she doesn't do it anymore right now because she wants me to grow it out. So it's a mess, but you know,
it's a finely coiffed mess, my friend.
A fine coif of a mess. I joke around because people say, you never had to pay for a haircut since you met Sheila. And I was like, yes, or I've paid more than anyone for haircut. I pay so much. I have room and I've given her shelter. And
you and I share a lot alike. My wife has been cutting hair since the day I met her.
Oh, wow.
Went to school. We built a salon in our house. Bear Baldwin. What are you setting that kid up for with that name?
I know. He's a gentle giant. We struggled. We knew what we wanted to name my daughter, and like the minute we were pregnant, we just thought we felt like we were having a girl. And I had always wanted to name my daughter Eloise, and so had my wife. Like, we didn't even know that until we got pregnant. And so we were like, okay, we're naming my daughter Eloise, and we call her Ellie. And then with Bear, we were disagreeing on names for months and just nothing. And then my wife, two nights in a row, she had a dream where she was holding our son while she was pregnant. She had a dream and she was holding my son and kept calling him her little bear. And she just, you know, that was like her name for him. And so we were like, oh, cute. Well, that'll be his nickname. And then the more I just started thinking about it and praying about it, I was like, I feel like that's going to be more of like his character, like who he is, and just this, you know, big personality, but like gentle in the way that he loves and interacts with people. Not that bears are gentle, obviously, don't approach a bear, but I'm thinking more like teddy bear-ish kind of. we were just like, let's go with the idea of calling him Bear and see how that fit. You know, we have friends with nickname Bear, and you know, but we were like, we want that to be his name. So his name is Joshua Bear. Bear's his middle name. And he's very much a bear.
Even though you're not a hunter, you went with bear.
I know, right? You know what's funny is one of the things that like kind of, I don't know if it was the Lord, but it felt like the Lord. But the day that we were like, okay, let's go all day long and like think of him as we're going to name him Bear and see how that fits, see how that sits. And my wife left the house and I sit on the couch and I'm just like, okay, Lord, we're going to, you know, I make it all spiritual. And I'm like, his name's Bear, you know, throughout the day, just confirm it to me. Or, you know, I open up Instagram in that moment, like my buddy he was the first picture up on that. And it was him standing next to a bear that he had just killed. He went hunting and he was like, it's finally done. I got him. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to take that as the Lord and I'm naming my son Bear. But which is funny because I don't hunt.
It's got such a great ring to it, though. It could go American Spy, Baldwin, Bear, Baldwin. It could be starting quarterback for Duke University, number 7, Bear, Baldwin, Baldwin, Baldwin. There's a lot of ways that could go. What is the magnetic appeal of a Waffle House to you?
You know what? It's the best breakfast you can get. And it's probably one of the cheaper ones you can get, which is kind of a phenomenon to have a meal be your favorite meal of that particular, you know, time of the day, then also be like maybe the cheapest one you could get. I think it's just this nostalgic thing about Waffle House in the South. And, you know, at any time of day, you go in and you just get the same thing. It could be 12 in the morning or 7 in the morning or lunchtime. I'm still getting the same thing. I love it. And honestly, in a lot of ways, the dirtier, the better.
They've got a jukebox in there. So next time, light it up with one song 7 times, okay?
Where we just moved here, there's like a really not like the nicest Waffle House I've ever been to. And it's like, it feels weird to go in. I'm like, this is way too nice. Like, I don't know if I trust this guy. I don't know if I trust these people behind the counter here.
All right, we're going to flip the format, take a hard left in this podcast. Ask me a question.
Oh, wow. Where are you from?
I am from the southwestern lower part of Michigan. You're familiar with the glove.
Yeah.
I'm down here in the corner, just on the other side of the lake from Chicago.
Oh, wow. All right.
You have Kelly Pickler in your hometown. I have comedian Sinbad. That's right. Sinbad. Into the wild. It's time to dream like a child again. Into the wild. Letting go is where life begins.
What else with Corey Mann? On the Studio DNA Podcast Network. Leave some feedback. Write a review. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. What else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.